Welcome to the Food Freedom Habit Podcast, where you can find freedom from food crazies using nothing but your own brain. With me, Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach. Would you like permanent food and body peace without tracking one trigger or calorie? Whether you're dealing with overeating, binge eating, bulimia, food obsession, body hate, or the endless diet cycle? We do all this without delving into past trauma, starting yet another food plan, or monitoring every meal. Live a free life aligned with your health and values. If you're ready for something real, you're in the right place. All episodes are 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Lifestyle Coach coming with another live feed to you to talk about something that is coming up all the time, which is a really important thing to be aware of, to be able to have freedom, like true freedom. Because, I mean, putting a Band-Aid on something or saying like, oh, well, you know, this got me over this one binge, or, you know, this helped me to be able to not binge for a week. Those sorts of things that we think that we're doing, like, oh, I do X to not binge, is actually something that can make things worse and will keep you from ever being free. So I just want this to be really clear for you guys, because what I want us to be able to do together is to get real freedom. So hi, I'm Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, and I help people to be free from their food crazies, binge eating, bulimia, overeating, food obsession, all that jazz. So let's look at this. I know that it's counterintuitive, but I want to be able to walk you through it so you really understand what goes on when we try to do something to not binge. If you are dependent on circumstances, you will never be free. This happens a lot in our group. This happens a lot with you guys, you know, commenting. I love the community. I love the group, but I want you to be really aware and I want you to be careful of this. So I'll play through, like, this is not a real scenario, but this is sort of the sorts of things that happen when we try to support each other. So it might be something like this, like, hey, I just realized that I have to get enough sleep or I binge. The only way for me to not binge is to get enough sleep. So there is the thing. And it comes from this place of, I want this to be better. Like, I want to be able to stop binging. So we start thinking, how can we manipulate our circumstances so we don't binge? And then we start gathering evidence for that. Like, oh yeah, this one day where I got enough sleep, like I felt so much better about food. Okay, well, I've always got to get sleep. And then we jump in with like, oh yeah, and that sleep is so important. And you know what, like this supplement is really important. When I take this supplement, then it helps me to not binge. And it's like, oh, you know, like I, when I do my workout, like that helps me to not binge. And we put all these things in place, which is perfectly understandable because we want to feel better, because we want to be able to say, hey, like I did this thing so that I stopped binging. And I know that feels so good. But here is why it will keep you from ever being free. Again, if you're dependent on circumstances, you will never be free. So let's take that example and let's play it out. I have to get sleep or I binge. Sleep is so important. If I'm not well rested, then I am going to binge. It hurts you in a couple of different ways. So number one, you just added something to your life that is a have to. Notice how you've completely taken away your power. Because what happens on a day where you don't get enough sleep? What happens on a day where you have a sick kid and you're up all night? You're setting your brain up to believe, oh, I didn't get enough sleep. I have to be well rested or I'll binge. So of course I'm gonna binge today. Of course I have to binge today. In fact, I don't even have the power to not binge today because I didn't get enough sleep. So do you see how that completely takes your power away from being able to not binge because you're dependent on the circumstance? Now look what happens when those things build up. Oh, okay, well, you know, I've got to get enough sleep. You know, I've got to be able to, you know, be in a good emotional place. I've got to eat well. I've got to work out. I've got to, you start adding all these things until your life is so, so small. So you set up all of these things that have to be done and all these things you have to avoid. So here's the other thing that comes up a lot of times. Oh, I binge when I don't eat this certain way, when I don't eat enough protein, you know, like I binge. Okay. Well, now any day that you don't eat enough protein, your brain is going to believe, oh, we didn't eat enough protein. We are powerless. We have to binge. Or this one. You know what? I cannot be around these people. I cannot be in this circumstance because I binge every time I go. Okay. So I'm just not going to go because I want to feel like I have some control over my life. So I'm just not going to go to these places. So your life gets smaller and smaller. And if you do, because you will, because you're going to live your life, if you do run into these circumstances, then you feel completely powerless and you end up binging. So I know that it's like a, hey, I want to do something to feel better. But just ask yourself this, am I dependent on a circumstance to not binge? Am I dependent on having to do X to not binge? And if that is the case, you will never be free because that doesn't put you in the place of power. Because the reason that we binge is not because we didn't have some circumstance in place. The reason that we binge is because we have a cascade of thoughts that leads us to binging. We have a habit of thought. And anytime that we believe something along that, I call it the chatter, that's very specific messages that come from a part of your brain that perpetuate overeating, binging, bulimia, purging, all of this. You have a part of your brain that wants to keep you in the same habits. So it will have this cascade of thoughts. And if you believe anything along the way, you will binge. But guess what? If you don't believe that cascade of thoughts, then you don't binge. And it's always up to you. There's never a time where you have to binge. I know the feeling that that's not true. I know that feeling, but I want to tell you the truth and I want to tell you the actuality with the hundreds of people that I've helped get free. There is never a time that you have to binge. The only reason that we binge is because we believe some of that chatter along the way. I used to literally feel like my body was hijacked, like I was taken over, like I was eating out of control, like I was binge eating completely against my will. And you know what part of that was for me? The chatter is saying that I'm totally out of control. If I believe that, I will binge. So that is why, although there are lots of things you can do to feel better in your life and feel stronger, and I encourage all those great things, but that is why I only coach people to use their brain and nothing else. It's not their brain and meditation every day. It's not their brain and eating the right way. It's not their brain and getting enough sleep. It's not their brain and taking the supplement. It's not their brain and only being in these circumstances. It's not their brain and then only feeling these certain ways. Because every time that you add something to that equation, it is a circumstance that if it comes up in your life and you're not always in control of your circumstances, then you end up binging because you believe that along the way. And that is why people can get better so quickly. Hey guys, so fun to see all your hearts and smiley faces and all of that. And so fun to see you here. For those of you just popping on, this is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach. We're talking about if you're dependent on X, whatever circumstance to binge, then you will never be free. And then how to actually be free. Okay, so If you're on that track where you feel like you need that circumstance, your world gets smaller and you take your power away and you end up binging, right? So you want, the key is to see what you are believing along the way and to be able to root that out. And that's why people are able to get better so quickly. That's why people after 30 years of binge eating are able to be completely done with it in 3 weeks. Because it's not about, well, let's change everything and let's, you know, like sort out all of your trauma and let's sort out all of your coping mechanisms, let's sort out all this stuff. There's nothing to sort out. You just get in there, you see what are the things that you are believing in this habit of thought that leads you to binging, and then you root those out. You, soon as you don't believe them anymore, then you're done. And then you know the process and you know the skill. But sometimes you just need to like figure out what that is, and it is a skill. So that's exactly what we do. So a couple of examples is I coached a woman who had been, you know, binge eating for about 10 years, and she said, I don't have chatter. She's like, I don't have chatter. So what do I do? So it was just about finding what that was. Her chatter was showing up in a little bit of a different way. So we just explored that. You know, we know exactly what to do of like, oh, okay. Like these are the questions we need to ask. These are the things we need to find. And then she's like, oh, there it is. And that once she knew how to find it, she could detect what her pattern of thought is. And now she's completely done with binge eating. The other thing that happens is we look at that pattern of thought and we don't get to enough layers. So we see our thoughts leading up to a binge, but there's another layer that we're actually believing. So I had a woman who was, let's see, I think she was 17 years of binge eating. And we just got in there and she's like, I don't know why I'm in the cycle. She was aware of some of it, but she wasn't aware of all of it, those habits of thoughts that were leading her there. And you guys, it was so simple. As soon as we found it, it was done. She was done because she just had one little piece of that cascade of thoughts that she wasn't aware of. So it's usually just that other layer. For her, it was something so great. I have to share this with you guys. For her, she had a piece of her chatter that she was believing. And that chatter was, this is just what you do. It showed up everywhere. And she wasn't aware of it before. So when you practice this skill and you know how to be aware of what all is there, then you're free. So she saw that and she's like, what? This is just what I do? That's the reason I've been binging over and over, because I had this piece of habit of thought that for me was keeping me in this loop. And that was, oh, you have to binge. This is just what you do. And as soon as she saw it, she couldn't unsee it. And then she was done binging, sorted out a few things, normal relationship with food, hunger and fullness signals come back, and you just move on. It's just about breaking that habit of thought. So it's as simple as that, you guys. But I want you to know that if you're dependent on any circumstances to not binge, then that keeps you back from freedom. So just realize that. Look at what you're thinking more than what your circumstance was, because it is a really tough life when it gets smaller and smaller. And what happens is you go into this place of, well, of course I couldn't expect to not binge because I hadn't tracked all my calories. I hadn't looked at all my emotions. I hadn't gotten adequate sleep. So you start actually expecting to binge because you have all these things set up that, well, unless these things are in place, then of course I'll binge. So be aware of that. Support each other in looking at, okay, like what thoughts are there? What's happening? And if you feel like, you know what, like I'm going through, I'm in this cycle. If you want some help in closing that gap of just realizing what is holding you back, that's why you can get help. We have a free session that can help you to close this gap. And we're here for you to help you with that. Like, we know how to end eating disorders. It's just about the process and the skill. It's just about more people realizing this and more people knowing this. And we've got it down to a science of, okay, this is what we do. Okay, great. You're free. Next. Like, nobody has to have an eating disorder that doesn't want to, because we all have a brain. We all have that cascade of thoughts. And when you have the skill to know what to do, I call it the food freedom habit, is the skill that you practice so you know exactly how to navigate those thoughts. So fun to see you guys. Thanks for being on. Mwah. Lydia, the lifestyle coach, signing off. Thanks for tuning in. If you felt a spark here and want to see how these principles can work in your own life, here is your next step. Pop over to lydialifestyle.com/session. That's lydialifestyle.com/session, where you can book a free session with our team. We'll give you a call and together find clarity on three things. One, the exact cycle you keep getting sucked into. Two, what isn't working with your approach. And three, what's missing to close the gap between food prison and food freedom. We have helped free hundreds of women all over the world from their food struggles. These are proven principles that work, no matter how long you've been stuck. This is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, signing off. Mwah!